Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now to tourism, and Ireland is seen as a versatile destination suitable for visits year-round, with scenery and a sense of exploration some of the top reasons for coming here apparently. And according to Tourism Ireland's latest research on this, interest in visiting Ireland is on the rise, which is good news. We're joined now by Alice Manzer, the Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland. Alice, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me. Lovely to be here.
Now, I'm so interested in this. I always wonder why tourists come to Ireland. And there's so many reasons, obviously. But you surveyed over 7,000 people, I believe, in Great Britain, the US and Germany and France and Italy and Spain and Canada. So quite an extensive survey. So what were their main reasons, Alice, for coming to Ireland?
That's right. We surveyed broadly across markets and there were some really interesting themes. So the single biggest reason why people want to come to Ireland is our scenery and our landscapes. If you think of those wild Atlantic waves, the coastlines, the greenery, and even some of our cityscapes, of course, as well. So scenery tops the list across markets.
Great.
And then there's also an interest in our culture and people and our history and heritage. And those are more important in markets like US and Canada, maybe less important in markets like Germany and France. So it's interesting to understand the nuance and the tastes across countries also.
Okay, so it's different for different markets.
Yeah, I mean, scenery comes out as the top motivator across all markets, but it's even more important in Germany and France, whereas there's a little bit more interest in our history, for example, showing up for places like US and Canada, where perhaps we have those diaspora links and people are intrigued to learn more.
Okay. Do they mind the weather?
That's a really great question, because as much as we want to know why people want to come to us, we also wanted to understand what would stop people from coming to us. And those results were interesting too. So actually, the biggest reason why people don't come to Ireland is simply competition. There's other places that people would like to go. And so it's a reminder
Like where, Alice?
Exactly.
So,
that's my
actually,
point of view.
Who's in competition with us? What countries? It's Scotland and the UK generally.
Yeah, well, look, if you're somebody overseas planning your holiday, you can frankly decide to go to anywhere from the Maldives to Thailand to Scotland or Iceland or wherever. So it's a reminder that we're one destination among many. If you think about comparable destinations, we often think of Northern European places like, say, Scotland, Iceland, Norway, and so on. But ultimately, a visitor could choose anywhere. So the fact that 75% of respondents say they're interested in coming to Ireland sometime in the future is really positive. And of those 25% who aren't interested, for some of them, they're just more interested in going somewhere else first. Mm-hmm. Weather does show up for 12%. And then expense comes up for about 6% of people. And that topic of safety or warm welcome, about 3%. Now, okay. The real positive here is that concerns around expense or safety have not changed over the past year or so. So
have
we're seeing
not,
those
because
as
it's
pretty
been a
stable.
Huge topic of conversation in this country generally, the cost of living and hotel prices as well, because we know that there's a squeeze on hotel rooms that are available. So mm-hmm. You're saying that's not being reflected in the reasons given?
Well, what we're seeing is that consumers overseas are worried about the cost of living generally, and they're thinking about how expensive a holiday will be. But their concerns with Ireland haven't risen. And so I think it's a reminder that actually costs have gone up across a number of destinations. Mm. And so the bigger issue is that people are thinking about other places that they want to go on holidays.
Okay, well,
and
that's
so
funny, because I did my own little bit of research. And on Reddit, would you believe, I found a tourist who visited Ireland within the last year. And they did mention cost. They said, we had our hotel in Dublin for two nights, but the prices for a decent place are quite high. With breakfast, we spent almost €400 for two nights. So it is, for some people at least, an issue.
Yeah. And what's interesting there is in your desk research, those are people who've already been to Ireland. And so our survey that we're talking about today is of potential visitors who haven't yet come. So You're right that there's an interesting extra piece of research to do around what people's experience once they've been. And that becomes important too, because when we talk to prospective visitors about how they choose their holidays, word of mouth is still really important.
Is it? Okay.
Recommendations from family and friends is the top way that people are influenced influenced. But the interesting thing is that those recommendations often happen on social media now.
Well, that's good as well, isn't it? Because it means they had a good experience here. When you said the top reasons for coming here are scenery and landscape, and then you mentioned the second here, culture and people. What does culture mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those slightly amorphous categories, isn't it? And we asked an open-ended question. So we simply said, what would make you want to come to Ireland? And then we codified what the responses were. So culture could be anything from warm and welcoming people to Irish dancing or pub culture. Mm. It's any of those elements of interacting with people in Ireland that are attracting people to come. And from our own social media, for example, we see that elements like traditional music, Irish dancing, still get a huge response whenever we play to those strengths. So there's still interest in those aspects of our culture overseas.
Do you mind if I ask possibly a little irksome question, Alice
Manser,
CEO of Tourism Ireland? I haven't seen in any of the reasons given for by tourists to come here booze mentioned. I haven't seen I want to taste a pint of the black stuff, or I want a whiskey, or I want a distillery. Yet it's always a feature of Tourism Ireland ads. Are we kind of reinforcing a stereotype about Ireland that the tourist does not want?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I mean, typically in our advertising overseas, we're not averse to featuring alcohol, but we would agree with you that it shouldn't be the main feature. And again, when you talk to visitors, often they might want an experience like a distillery experience or a brewery experience, but it's as part of a balanced holiday. And often the idea of the traditional Irish pub isn't about getting drunk for a visitor. It's about experiencing a sense of community, again, that warmth. If you're lucky that you come across a traditional music session. So it's those elements of pub culture, I think, remain relevant. And really, we don't try and market Ireland as a drink destination, you know.
It's not overly featured, the old pint of the black stuff or the whiskey in Ireland,
It's not overly featured, but there are interesting elements of our history. So you mentioned distilling, for example, and this year is 700 years since the first written reference to distilling. And the Red Book of Ossory, where that reference happens, is on show in St. Canice's Cathedral. So that's an example of a cultural moment that we might want to talk about.
Okay.
This book with the 700-year-old reference, but it's really not about getting drunk. It's about the whole culture and history that goes around it.
Okay. Can I ask you one final question? As CEO
of
Tourism Ireland, were you disappointed when you saw the reasons for coming here that some place in Ireland did not feature, or some reason did not feature? Is there any hidden gem that we're not marketing enough, in your opinion?
Well, you know, less so from this research, but I do think from CSO stats at the moment, if we look at the performance of the season, what we're seeing is revenue is up from overseas. Overseas visitors have spent over 4 billion euros in Ireland. But yet you'll hear from industry that it's been a mixed season for them. And that's because overnight stays or bed nights are down by about 2%. So what we're seeing is that the spend is coming in, but because people are spending on average 7 nights rather than 8 nights on their holiday in Ireland this year versus last year, they may not be travelling around to all of the spots that they could be travelling around to. And so I think the focus for the future is really on dispersion of visitors and making sure that people are getting out to all the different regions and the hidden gems. And given that we know scenery and landscape are so important, again, you don't want people to be congregated in just 2 or 3 spots. You really want to help people discover all there is and that sense of exploration.
Or stay in Dublin, for as good as Dublin is. Let's make it tribal. Why should tourists come to your locality? You can text me now to 51551. Alice Manser, the Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland. Thank you very much indeed. Mila Buchas.